ஓம் ஹரி ஓம் தத் சத் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரி ஓம் ஓம் சகனாபவது சகனௌ புனக்து சக வீரியங்கரவாவஹை தேஜஸ்வினாவதீதமஸ்து மா வித்விஷாவஹை. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. இட் இஸ் ஸ்வீட் மந்த்ராஸ் கட்டோபனிஷத் கிருஷ்ண யஜுர்வேதியே காட்டக சாக்காயாம் காட்டகோபனிஷதி பிரதமோத்யாயே பிரதமாவல்லி. The first section of the first chapter of Kathopanishad belonging to Kataka branch of Krishna Yajurveda. Okay. Prathamavalli. Ushanhavai Vajasravasa Sarva Veda Sandadau Tasyaha Nachiketa Nama Putra Asa தகும்ஹ குமாரம் சந்தம் தக்ஷிணாசு நீயமானாசு ஸ்ரத்தா விவேஷ சோமன்யத பீதோதகா ஜக்தத்ரணா துக்த தோஹா நிரீந்திரியாஹ அனந்தானாமதே லோகாஸ்தான்ஸ கச்சதி தாததத் சஹோவாச பிதரம் தத கஸ்மை மாம் தாஸ்யதீதி த்விதீயம் த்ருதீயம் தம் ஹோவாச மிருத்யவே த்வா ததாமீதி பஹூநாமேமி பிரதமோ பஹூநாமேமி மத்யமஹ கிம் ஸ்வித்யமஸ்ய கர்த்தவ்யம் யன்மயாத்ய கரிஷ்யதி அனுபஷ்யயதா பூர்வே பிரதிபஷ்யததா பரே சஸ்யமிவ மர்த்ய பச்யதே சசமிவாஜாயதே புனஹ வைஷ்வானர ப்ரவிஷதி அதிதிர் ப்ரஹ்மணோ க்ருஹான் வைஷ்வானர ப்ரவிஷதி அதிதிர் ப்ரஹ்மணோ க்ருஹான் தஸ்யைதாம் சாந்திம் குர்வந்தி ஹரவைவஸ்வதோதகம் ஆஷா ப்ரதீக்ஷே சங்கதம் சுன்ருதாஞ்ச இஷ்டாபூர்த்தே புத்ரபசும்ஸ்ச சர்வான் ஏதத்வ்ருங்க்தே புருஷஸ்யால்பமேதசோ யஸ்யானஷ்ணன் வசதி ப்ராஹ்மணோ க்ருஹே திஸ்ரோ ராத்ரீர் யதவாத்ஸீர் க்ருஹே மே அனஷ்ணன் ப்ரஹ்மன் அதிதிர் நமஸ்யஹ நமஸ்தேஸ்து ப்ரஹ்மன் ஸ்வஸ்தி மேஸ்து தஸ்மாத் ப்ரதி த்ரீன் வரான் வ்ருணீஷ்வ சாந்த சங்கல்ப சுமனாயதா ஸ்யாத் வீதமன்யுர் கௌதமோ மாபிமிருத்யோ த்வத் ப்ரஸ்ருஷ்டம் மாபிவதேத் ப்ரதீத ஏதத்ரயாணாம் ப்ரதமம் வரம் வ்ருணே யதா புரஸ்தாத் பவிதா பிரதீத ஔத்தாலகிராருணிர்மத் ப்ரஸ்ருஷ்டஹ சுகம் ராத்ரி ஷயிதா வீதமன்யுஸ்த்வாம் ததிருஷிவான் மிருத்யுமுகாத் ப்ரமுக்தம் ஸ்வர்கே லோகே ந பயம் கிஞ்ச நாஸ்தி ந தத்ரத்வம் ந ஜரயா பிபேதி உபே தீர்த்வா அஷனாயா பிபாசே சோகாத்திகோ மோததே ஸ்வர்கலோகே சத்துமக்னிம் ஸ்வர்க்யமத்யேஷி மிருத்யோ ப்ரப்ரோஹிதம் சப்ததானாய மஹ்யம் ஸ்வர்கலோகா அம்ருதத்வம் பஜந்த ஏதத்வித்தியேன வரே வ்ருணே வரேண ஏதத்வித்தியேன வ்ருணே வரேண ப்ரதே ப்ரவீமி ததுமே நிபோத ஸ்வர்க்யமக்னிம் நசிகேதஃ ப்ரஜானன் அனந்தலோகாப்திமதோ ப்ரதிஷ்டாம் வித்தி த்வமேதம் நிஹிதம் குஹாயாம் லோகாதிமக்னிம் தமுவாச தஸ்மை या इष्टका यावतीर्वा यथावाम् स चापि तत्प्रत्यवदत् यतोक्तमथास्य मृत्युः पुनरेवाह तुष्टः तमब्रवीत् प्रियमाणो महात्मा वरम् तवेहाद्य ददामि भोयः तवैव नाम्ना भवितायमग्निसृङ्काम् चे मामनेकरूपाम् गृहाण त्रिनाचिकेतस्त्रिभिरेत्य सन्धिम् त्रिकर्मकृत्तरति जन्म मृत्यु ब्रह्मजज्ञम् देवमीड्यम् विदित्वा निचाय माम् शान्तिमत्यन्तमेति त्रिनाचिकेतस्त्रयमेतद्विदित्वा य एवम् विद्वांश्चिनुते नाचिकेतम् त्रिनाचिकेतस्त्रयमेतद्विदित्वा य एवम् विद्वांश्चिनुते नाचिकेतम् स मृत्युपाशान् पुरतः प्रणोद्य शोकातिगो मोदते स्वर्गलोके एष तेऽग्निर्नचिकेतः स्वर्ग्यो यमवृणीता द्वितीयेन वरेण एतमग्निम् तवैव प्रवक्षन्ति जनासस्तृतीयम् वरम् नचिकेतो वृणीष्व एष तेऽग्निर्नचिकेतः स्वर्ग्यो यमवृणीता द्वितीयेन वरेण एतमग्निम् तवैव प्रवक्षन्ति जनासस्तृतीयम् वरम् नचिकेतो वृणीष्व येयम् प्रेते विचिकित्सा मनुष्ये अस्तीत्येके नायमस्तीति चैके येयम् प्रेते विचिकित्सा मनुष्ये अस्तीत्येके नायमस्तीति चैके एतद्विद्यामनुशिष्टस्त्वयाहम् वराणामेष वरस्तृतीयः देवैरत्रापि विचिकित्सितम् पुरा न हि सुविज्ञेयमनुरेष धर्मः अन्यम् वरम् नचिकेतो वृणीष्व मामोपरोत्सीरतिमासृजैनम् देवैरत्रापि विचिकित्सितम् पुरा न हि सुविज्ञेयमनुरेष धर्मः अन्यम् वरम् नचिकेतो वृणीष्व मामोपरोत्सीरतिमासृजैनम् we stopped yesterday. We have to continue from here. So, Nachiketas has asked for two boons, and Lord Yama happily fulfilled his two boons. And he also gave some extra boons. Extra boon means what? An extra reward, an award. Seeing Nachiketas' brilliance, how he quickly grasped what Lord Yama taught him in terms of performing the ritual. Lord Yama was very pleased and he gave him extra reward. That he said, even the Nachiketa, the ritual performed to accumulate punyam, to be eligible to go to heaven, would be known after the name of Nachiketas. It would be known as Nachiketagdihi. This was a great honor for Nachiketas, for a young boy, a great honor to have this reward. That even the ritual will be known after his name. This was one thing. And he also gave him, we know, a necklace studded with multifarious precious gems, colorful gems. But then what happened? Now Nachiketas Lord Yama completed teaching the ritual, and when he knew that Nachiketas had thorough understanding of the whole ritual, he offered to give him the third boon. So he said, now you can ask for a third boon. In the third boon, the Nachiketas asked for the Atma Jnanam as the third boon. He wanted Lord Yama to teach him actually the nature of the Atma. He did not directly ask him. Nachiketas did not directly ask Lord Yama to teach him the nature of the self. Instead, he asked him to clarify the doubt. And what was the doubt? He presented his own doubt as the doubt of people of two groups. There is a group of people who say, some people who say the Jivatma survives death after the death. So body alone becomes disintegrated here, but the Jiva survives death after the fall of the body. And some other people are of the view who do not have Shraddha in the Shastram, who are Nastikas, and they are of the view fall of the physical body is the end of life, that no Jiva survives any death. This is how the views are. This doubt has been there. So Nachiketas asked Lord Yama to clarify this doubt. But it is only when you ask for this particular clarification of doubt in terms of what happens to Jiva, what happens to the person who departed after the death, whether he survives death or he doesn't survive death. But this Lord Yama felt a tough question. It was the third boon he asked was involved a tough question. Even though Lord Yama was capable of teaching, clarifying his doubt, still he wanted to make sure whether Nachiketas was prepared mentally, adequately he was steady, adequately he was prepared to really listen to the subtle teaching. So he, in the beginning, he wanted to discourage Nachiketas. So what did he say? We saw in the previous mantra. Devairatrapi navichikitsitam pura. Oh my God. This is the question you're asking me. What happens to Jiva? What happens to the person after the fall of the body? Manushye prete asti, even after leaving the physical body, the person continues to survive. Only body falls. Na ayam asti ticha eke. And this doubt is not only there for the human beings, ordinary human beings of this mortal world. Even devas who have been given to the practice of meditation, who would have performed rituals, and who are of much higher intellectual capability, even devas who earned punyam, who are very rich in terms of accumulation of punyam, that is how they have gone to higher lokas and become devatas. Even devas have this doubt. This has been doubted even by devas. I mean, this doubt has been there for devas also. And not only that, and this clarification of this doubt implies, involves the knowledge of the self, knowledge of the absolute reality. Therefore, and this, the person, the Atma, Eshaha Dharmaha, this Atma, this person who lives the physical body, lives the sense, this, the Jiva who survives death is actually Atma. The Jiva who survives death is actually Atma. And this Atma is, cannot be understood easily. Nahi suvigneyam. This Atma, Eshaha Dharmaha, the Jiva Atma, the person who lives, the Jiva, is actually Atma, which is abstract, very subtle, and cannot be understood easily. We saw this yesterday in the class. Therefore, e Nachiketas, anyam varam, varam praneshra. See, you asked me for the first boon, I gave you. Exactly, I fulfilled your wish. And then second boon you asked, I gave you. So it is not difficult for me to give me the third boon. I would love to give third boon. But no, this the question you asked in terms of clarification of doubt you asked for as a third boon involves difficulty, because it is what you want to know is the nature of the Atma. To clarify this doubt, I need to explain what the nature of the Atma. And this Atma is extremely subtle. Eshaha dharmahanu. It cannot be understood easily. Therefore, he says, anyam varam he nachiketo, he nachiketaha, anyam varam vrunishva. O Nachiketas, do choose to ask for another boon, another something else as a third boon. Ma, ma, uparotsihi. As I explained this, the two ma's are there. One ma is objective case form of aham. Okay? First one ma is objective case form of ma, aham. So ma is equal to mom. Ma and mom mean the same. And one ma is a negative particle, imperative negative particle, a negative expression. Ma, ma uparotsihi. May you not uparotsihi. And then one more. Ati should go with the srija, ati srija. Enam. Mom, second ma actually means mom, not may not, okay? Ma is mom atisraja. Ma atisraja is not negative thing. Ma atisraja is equal to mom atisraja. Ma, ma uparotsihi. Ma, ma uparotsi, uparotsihi, ma atisruja. Mom, me, ma uparotsihi, do not compel. Do not compel me, do not insist me, do not really force me to teach. To clarify your doubt. Then second is, ma atisraja. Ma enam atisraja. There mom enam atisraja. Atisrajati. Srajati means creates. When you add the prefix ati, atisrajati means leaves aside. Leaves aside, abandons, gives away. Is the mean atisrajati. So mom atisruja means Actually, literal meaning is what? Literal meaning is, hey Nachiketas, just ignore me, abandon me, leave me. Leave me. Leave me means what? Don't trouble me. Don't ask me. If you do not ask me, please, just this one, leave me here. Leave me this. Don't ask me for, the clarification of this doubt. That's me. Ma Atisruja. Is it clear now? What is mom and ma? Okay. Now we have to move on to the next mantra. The new mantra today. Devairatrapi vichikitsitam. Okay. Next mantra. 22nd mantra. Devairatrapi vichikitsitam kila. Hereafter we'll be reading only from the 20th mantra. Okay, we won't be reading first to 20th mantra. We leave hereafter for the chanting. We'll be reading only from the 20th mantra. Okay. 22nd now. Today's class, I'm starting new mantra. Devairatrapi vichikitsitam kila. Devairatrapi vichikitsitam kila. Tvam cha mrutyo yanna sugneyamatha. There's a dialogue going on between Lord Yama and Nachiketas. In the 21st mantra, we saw that Lord Yama tried to discourage Nachiketas from asking for the clarification of the doubt in terms of what happens to the person after the fall of the body, when he leaves the physical body. Now, so here, now 22nd mantra, Nachiketas repeats what all Lord Yama said. The same thing he repeats. And for the same reason, he was stubborn, that he really wanted to have that knowledge. He says, Devairat, Trapi vichikitsitam kila. Devairatrapi vichikitsitam kila. Tvam cha mrutyo yanna sugneyamatha. Tvam cha mrutyo yanna sugneyamatha. Tvam cha mrutyo yanna sugneyamatha. Vakta chasya twadruganyo na labhyo. Vakta chasya twadruganyo na labhyo. Nanyo varastulya etasya kaschit. Devairatrapi vichikitsitankila. Tvam cha mrutyo yanna sugneyamatha. Vakta chasya twadriganyo na labhyo. Nanyo varastulya etasya kaschit. Vakta chasya twadruganyo na labhyo. Nanyo varastulya etasya kaschit. Devairatrapi vichikitsitankila. Tvam cha mrutyo yanna sugneyamatha. Vakta chasya twadruganyo na labhyo. Nanyo varastulya etasya kaschit. Even though Lord Yama tried to discourage Nachiketas, giving some reasons why he was not willing to teach, it is very difficult to understand. It cannot be easily understood. It's too subtle subject matter for you to understand. Yeshaha dharmaha anuho nahi sugvignyeha anyamvaram vrinishva ma uprotsihi. Don't really insist, please. and mom atisraj, just leave me, ask for something else. But Nachiketas were very particular. What does Nachiketas say? We see Nachiketas' response is present in this 22nd mantra. Devaihi atra api vichikitsitam kila. Oh, he says, Mrityo, O Lord Yama. Mrityo, O Lord Death. Mrityo is the vocative case form of Mrityu. Hey Mrityo, Mrityu Lord Yama. Hey Mrityo, O Lord Yama. Oh, Devaihi api atra vichikitsitam kila. It has been doubted even by Devas. Which means even Devas were not aware of this. Devas were not aware. Devas were ignorant. They had the doubt as well. They also do not know what happens to the person after he, when he leaves the physical body. Manushya prete, what happens? Even Devas do not know. Devaihi api atra vichikitsitam kila. Hasn't it been doubted even by Devas? Then definitely I must know. If Devas also had this doubt, that means it is not an ordinary knowledge. If human beings did not know, we can understand. Ordinary mortals of this Bhuloka do not know, we can understand. But even Devas do not know means that knowledge pertaining to the person, the departed person, what happens to him, whether he survives, doesn't survive, that knowledge must be very precious knowledge, rare knowledge. So, most valuable knowledge also. Anything rare is most valuable. It must be valuable, rare, very precious. It means even Devas do not know. If Devas know means it, we can't say it is very rare. Devas also do not know. Therefore, what he means is, then definitely I must attain that jnanam. I must know. I can't afford to leave it. And he continues, Tvam cha and he mrityo, Tvam atha, you yourself say, Na sugnyeyam, and O Lord Yama, and you yourself say, this cannot be known easily. This cannot be understood easily. The clarification of the doubt is not that easy, which means it cannot be understood easily. Which means it is definitely, it's very subtle. It must be very special knowledge. So Nachiketas catches the same old points Lord Yama presented to avoid teaching, the same old points Nachiketas holds on to beg for the teaching. Oh, it cannot be easily understood means it must be something very precious, something exalted. So I must understand the teaching. That's what the implication. He Mrityo, Tvam cha atha, you said, yat na suvigyeyam, you said yourself that it cannot be understood, known easily. So I must know that. And he says, Nachiketas, even though he was not just a young boy, still he was a child, but still he knew how we must communicate in this world. Now he knew how to get things done. You must be a person of genuinely sweet words. And Nachiketas says, glorifies Lord Yama. Cha and அஸ்ய வக்தா. வக்தா மீன்ஸ் ஸ்பீக்கர். ரிகாரந்தா புல்லிங்கா வக்திரு சப்தா. வக்தா லிட்ரலி மீன்ஸ் ஸ்பீக்கர். த ஸ்பீக்கர் மீன்ஸ் ஹியர் த டீச்சர். அஸ்ய வக்தா தி ஸ்பீக்கர் தி ஒன் த ஹூ த பர்சன் ஹூ கேன் ஸ்பீக் அபவுட் திஸ் this teaching. This person who can speak about this means the person who can impart this teaching, the teacher. Asya vakta, the person who can speak about this subject matter. Asya vakta means the teacher of the subject matter. Twadrik anyaha na labhyaha. Anyaha vakta, another teacher, another person who can speak about the subject matter, who is of your caliber, who is of your standard, who is of your sort. Twadrik anyahana labhyaha is not available. There is no teacher like you available. You are the best teacher. You know why? Why does Nachiketas feel that Lord Yama the best teacher? Because the question itself is what happens to the person when he leaves the physical body, whether he survives death or not. And actually Lord Yama is in charge of grabbing lives. When the power of the karma phalam gets exhausted, and Lord Yama's duty is to grab, to see that body becomes lifeless, to take the life out of the body, is the job of Lord Yama. If a Lord Yama is the right person to say, to teach what exactly happens when the life is grabbed away from the physical body. And not only that, there are many teachers in this world of human beings. Still, Lord Yama being a Devata, he is a teacher from the Devaloka. Therefore, he must be a much better teacher. And not only that, and he is the person who is involved in grabbing the life of a person, grabbing life from the physical body when the power of the karma gets exhausted. Therefore, Lord Yama was the right person to impart this teaching because he must be knowing what exactly happens to the jiva, what exactly happens to the person. So he says, now Nachiketas tells Lord Yama, hey Mrityo, Twadrik means Twadrishaha. Twadrishaha Bhavadrishaha. Twadrik is equal to Twadrishaha Bhavadrishaha means Anyaha Vakta. Another teacher who is informed in the subject matter, who is capable of communicating the subject matter, is not there, not available. Twadrik. There's no other teacher who is like you, there's no other teacher available like you. Twadrik anyaha asya vakta na labhyaha. Another teacher like you who's capable of communicating, who knows subject matter, is not available. Na labhyaha. Therefore, you are the best teacher. You are the right person to import the subject matter, to clarify my doubt. And because it is something very difficult to understand, cannot easily understood, I must know what exactly it is. And if devas also do not know, means it is a very rare and precious knowledge. I must get that knowledge. So what does he say? Na anyaha varaha yetasya tulyaha. Na anyaha kaschit varaha yetasya tulyaha. Therefore, there is no other boon which is comparable to this one. I cannot ask for anything else better than this as a third bone. Na anyaha tulyaha, anyaha kaschit tulyaha varaha, etasya tulyaha varaha. Na anyaha kaschit varaha, etasya tulyaha. Na anyaha. There is no other boon. Nakaschit, nakaschit, nanyaha kaschit varaha. There's none, there's no other boon which is comparable to this one. It means this is the best thing I can choose to ask for. Anyaha na anyaha kaschit varaha etasya tulyaha. This is the, no other boon is comparable to this one. This is the best boon I have asked for. Okay. Devairatrapi vichikitsitankhila tvamcha mrutyo yanna sugneyamatha vakta chasya Twadruganyo na labhyo nanyo varastulya etasya kaschite. Twadruk anyaha vakta asya vakta na labhyaha. Na anyaha kaschit varaha etasya tulyaha. I don't think I can ask any other boon better than this, similar to this, comparable to this, equivalent to this. This is the best boon. And you are the best teacher. No other teacher available like you. No. Lord Yama has no choice. Okay. So the way Nachiketas, because Nachiketas picked up the same aspects which Lord Yama used to discourage him and in fact to inspire him to teach. Now, next mantra. But Lord Yama still is trying to escape from teaching. We can say Lord Yama still trying to escape from teaching means not that he does not know, not that he does not want to teach. He still wants to see how eligible Nachiketas was to receive his teaching. It is like an examination, like entrance test. What does Lord Yama do? Let us see the next mantra. Shatayushav putra pautran vrnishva. Shatayushav putra pautran vrnishva. Bahun pashun hasti hiranyamashvan. Bahun pashun hasti hiranyamashvan. Bhumir mahadayatanam vrnishva. Bhumir mahadayatanam vrnishva. Swayancha jiva sharadoyavadichasi. Swayancha jiva sharadoyavadichasi. Shatayushav putra pautran vrnishva. Shatayushav putra pautran vrnishva. Bahun pashun hasti hiranyamashvan. Bahun pashun hasti hiranyamashvan. Bhumer mahadayatanam vrnishva. Bhumer mahadayatanam vrnishva. ಸ್ವಯಂಚ ಜೀವ ಶರದೋಯಾವದಿಚ್ಛಸಿ ಸ್ವಯಂಚ ಜೀವ ಶರದೋಯಾವದಿಚ್ಛಸಿ ಶತಾಯುಷ ಪುತ್ರ ಪೌತ್ರಾನ್ ವೃಣೀಷ್ವ ಬಹೂನ್ ಪಶೂನ್ ಹಸ್ತಿ ಹಿರಣ್ಯಮಶ್ವಾನ್ ಭೂಮೇರ್ಮಹದಾಯತನಂ ವೃಣೀಷ್ವ ಸ್ವಯಂಚ ಜೀವ ಶರದೋಯಾವದಿಚ್ಛಸಿ Lord Yama, now, instead of telling Nachiketas not to ask for the wisdom, not to ask for knowledge, not to ask for clarification of doubt, he thought he would try to divert his attention. Lord Yama wanted to divert Nachiketas' attention. You know, sometimes when children come and cry and you give something else to divert the attention, shut their mouths. So he also thought, generally ordinary human beings or other children, when we give something else and they get carried away by things, material things. Oh, you want to give me all that? Okay, that'd be very nice. And by accepting the something which is given, they may forget what they actually asked for. So Lord Yama thought, this boy himself does not ask for other things. He is very stubborn. He only wants this knowledge. So let me offer him different things. So listening to my offerings, he may change his mind. He may aspire for those things. Okay. Therefore, Lord Yama says now, first of all, you will live very long. Sharadaha jiva, swayancha jiva sharadaha, yavadichasi, as long as you desire to live, may you live long. Which means Lord Yama's people will never go near Nachiketas. If he wants to live in this world continuously forever and ever and ever ever, he can live. So Lord Yama can, Lord Yama's people will not approach Nachiketas at all to take his life out. Only when he himself desires to leave the physical body, then Lord Yama's people can go and take him. So, what the first thing he says? Swayam cha jiva. Swayam jiva. You yourself, may you live yourself. Swayam jiva. Swayam jiva. Jiva means may you live. Jivati, imperative verb is jiva. Swayam jiva. May you live yourself. Sharadaha, very, very, very long. How long? Yavadichasi means as long as you desire to live. As long as you want to live, may you live long. First of all, you have a long life. Then, don't need to live simply alone. As a brahmachari, okay? Get married, simple idea. Get married, have a good wife, have a good family, have all prosperity, and have many children, and have many grandchildren also. And not only that, and not only you will live long, shatayushaha putra pautran vrinishva. Hey Nachiketas, may you choose to ask for this as a boon, that your sons and your grandsons, your children and grandchildren will have long life, full span of life. May you choose to ask for this full span of 100 years of life of your sons and grandsons, your children and grandchildren. Shatayushaha putra pautran. See, shatam means 100. Shatam ayuhu yasya. Sahasatayush purusha. Person of 100 years. 100 years, a person whose span of life is 100 years, he is called Shatayush. Now, Satayushaha, not a plural, objective plural form. Satayushaha, Putra Pautran Vrineshwa. May you choose to ask for sons and grandsons, children, grandchildren of full span of life of 100 years. Okay. Not only that, Pashun, Bahun, Pashun. Many, many cows. Hasti, Hasti, Hastin means Nakaranta Pullinga Hastin Shabdaha. Hasti means elephant. Okay. Hastaha Asyasti iti Hastin. Okay. Tumbi Kayan, that's the meaning. So Hasti. So Bahun Pashun, many cows. Hasti, many elephants. Hiranyam, abundance of gold. Ashwan, horses. Don't undermine all these things, okay? What can we do before Lord Yama comes and asks us? Hey, I'll send you many cows, many elephants and many horses. Do you want? No, very difficult to maintain. We will say no. But those days, you know, possessing them implies having abundance of wealth to maintain them also. You must have money power as well as manpower to enjoy that wealth. It implies, I'll give you all these means, he implies abundance of prosperity also. Bahu Pashun Hasti Hiranyam Ashwan. I'll give you all lot of cattle wealth. Wealth in the form of cattle. So you will have proper family, thereby you'll have proper, no, you'll have grandsons and grandsons, your grandchildren, and they'll all have longest span of life of 100 years. And choose to ask for this. Ask for many, many countless number of cows, countless number of elephants, abundance of gold, and also horses. Choose to ask for all this wealth. Then, I'm ready to give you. Don't hesitate. Bhumehe mahat ayatanam vrineshva. Vrineshva. Hey, Nachiketas, not only don't stop with this. As a third boon, you can still choose to ask for mahat ayatanam, a great abode on this earth. Bhumehe mahat ayatanam. Ayatanam literally means an abode. Mahat ayatanam, a great abode, a big abode on this earth. Which means, Bhumehe Mahadayatanam implies the huge empire. You can choose to ask as a third boon for a huge, a great empire on this earth. And with all this, if you don't have long life, what is the use? So may you also cha and Swayam Jiva Sharadaha. Sharadaha Jiva means may you also live. May you have a longest span of life. May you choose to live as long as you want to live. Yavad Ichchasi Tavat Jiva. Okay, so all these what? So in this 23rd mantra, Lord Yama really is trying to tempt Nachiketas by showing all material prosperity, material things he gives, all arthakamas, all these material things which he promised to give as a third boon come under the category of arthakamas. Okay, all time bound objects of security and time bound objects of pleasure. So he offered all of them. Any ordinary person, even if he is aspiring for jnanam, when he hears about all these things are given, definitely one will not choose to ask for jnanam. Only when a person goes through problems in life, difficulties in life, only then he will think of, you know, the solution for freeing oneself from these problems. Then he will ask for jnanam. But all these things are given. No, then there won't be any problem. If he has the longest life, healthiest life, and he has a good family, good wife, and a lot of wealth to maintain, great sons and grandchildren's children, and they will also have longest life, and he has abundance of wealth, cattle wealth, and manpower and moneypower, everything to maintain, and also abundance of money, swarnam, gold. If everything is given, abundance of wealth is given, do you think anybody will be interested in asking for jnanam? Definitely not. You will not die in this world. You can live as long as you want to live. And you will have a very healthy body. And you have a lot of money to maintain also. And you can always go, you can always be going on holidays, picnicking, eating, enjoying. Who will say no to this life? People will definitely will choose to ask for this. Oh, okay, Lord Yama, thank you. Okay, now I want to ask you for jnana. You are going to give me all this. It's enough. I'll be happy in this world. I'll be continuously enjoying these pleasures. My life, because you have given me as long as I want, I can be here. Very easy for any ordinary human being to get tempted to say, okay, let me accept this. Thank you for offering this. This would have been the response of any other ordinary human being. But this boy, my God, he knew the limitations of all these material things which come under the category of arthakamas. So Lord Yama really examines, tests this Nachiketa's firmness. I mean, how firm is he in attaining jnanam? Does he really have mukshatvam? See, desire for moksha, moksha iccha comes only when people go through suffering in life. If everything is going smoothly in life, nobody will be thinking of, it will be interesting jnanam. People won't even go to temples. People think of going to temples and praying to Bhagavan only when there's problems in life. No problem at all in life means I'm sure people will have no time for Bhagavan also. Therefore, Nachiketa has offered all this. If I give you everything you want in life, then would you leave me? So I don't need to teach you. No, look at this. Shatayushah putra poutran runishwa. Bahun pashun hasti hiranyamashwan. Bhumer mahadayatanam runishwa. Swayancha jiva sharadoyavadichasi. Okay. I didn't explain the word sharadaha. Sharadaha. Okay. Sharat means autumn. Sharat Kala means autumn season. Autumn season. And Sharadaha means, Sharat stands for If a person sees 1,000 autumnal moons, then he is said to be a person of complete life. I mean, if a person sees 1,000 autumnal moons in his life, and he must have completed 80 years. That's why we celebrate when the person becomes Ashiti Vayaskaha, 80 years old, and we organize something called Shatabhishekam. Shatabhishekam is organized by sons and the daughters-in-law, the children, the daughters. The children organize this program for elders, Shatabhishekam. Therefore, generally we say, may you live long. To say that a person should live, the person who lives a long life, definitely would be able to see 1,000 autumnal moons in his life. That is the meaning. But here, Sharadaha, but in this context, what he means is, may you live as long as you want to live, you desire to live. May you live as many number of years as you like, as you choose, as you desire to live. Okay. No. But Nachiketas, what is Nachiketas' response? Let us see the next mantra. Yetat tulyam yadimanyase varam. Yetat tulyam yadimanyase varam vrunishva vittam chirajivikancha. Mahabhumo nachiketastvamedhi kamanam tva kama bhajankaromi. So Lord Yama, having said this much in the previous mantra, he continues. Lord Yama continues. He thought, oh, I have really, really tempted him now. I have given him all interesting, colorful things as his third boon. Now I'm able to tempt him, I'm able to really change his mind. Let me continue. So Lord Yama continues. Yetat tulyam yadi manyase varam vrunishva vittam chirajivikancha. Yetat tulyam yadi manyase varam vrunishva vittam chirajivikancha. Mahabhumo nachiketastvamedhi kamanam tva kama bhajankaromi. Mahabhumo nachiketastvamedhi kamanam tva kama bhajankaromi. Etat tulyam yadi manyase varam vrunishva vittam chirajivikancha. Etat tulyam yadi manyase varam vrunishva vittam chirajivikancha. Mahabhumo nachiketastvamedhi kamanam tva kama bhajankaromi. Etat tulyam yadi manyase varam vrunishva vittam chirajivikancha. Mahabhumo nachiketastvamedhi kamanam tva kama bhajankaromi. Lord Yama internally feels pleased. Oh, I think I'll be able to really tempt him. So he didn't stop his offering of many attractive things and he continues. He Nachiketas, he says, Yetat Yadi துல்லியம் மன்யசே. ஏதத் யதி, ஏதத் யதி துல்லியம் மன்யசே, தென் பரம் பிரணீஷ்வ வித்தம் ச சிரஜீவிகாம். ஏதத் துல்லியம் வரம் விரணீஷ்வ யதி மன்யசே. இஃப் யூ திங்க் ஓகே, ஏதத் துல்லியம் யதி வரம் மன்யசே. So leave that particular boon which you asked for. What is that? The clarification of doubt regarding what happens to the person after he leaves. Leave that one. Instead, now I have offered you so many things. Now you yourself choose, Vrineshwar, you choose to ask for anything. You choose to varam vrineshwa, tulyam varam vrineshwa, yeta tulyam varam vrineshwa, yadi manyase. You can choose to ask for anything equivalent, comparable to that. Whatever said in the list, big list of things, equivalent to the that. You can ask for anything. Okay. Yadi manyase. If you think it's appropriate for you. And then, vittam. Vittam. Money. Wealth. So, when Lord Yama promised to give him horses, elephants, cows, and sons and grandsons, and big empire, everything. Of course, he must give them along with abundance of wealth to maintain all that. So he says, to be able to maintain all the wealth they promised to give you, I'll give you much more of wealth to maintain all those material things, possessions. Therefore, see, the more properties we possess, equally we must have more money to maintain them. The more properties we possess, we need to have equally more money to maintain those properties, assets. So now, vittam, and what is if we don't have long life? So again, Lord Yama promises chirajivikam. So having all material things, an abundance of wealth to maintain all of them. So you must have long life to enjoy all of them I give you. So chirajivikam cha. Chirajivika, jivika means life. Chirajivikam cha means, and also chira means long. Chiranjeevi, one who lives long is called Chiranjeevi. Chiranjeevini, she who lives long. Chiranjeevi, one who lives long. So Chiranjeevikam cha, and also a long life. Longest span of life. All this I give you. You can choose to ask for all these things if you think it is appropriate. If it then equivalent to, as you think, equal to those, everything that you promised. And not only that, secondly, he says, Mahabhumo Nachiketas Twamedhi, Twamedhi, He Nachiketas, உநச்சிகேதஸ் மகாபௌமௌ த்வம் ஏதி. Mahabhumam, on this great earth, on this huge earth, and this great earth, Tvam Edhi, you will attain. What will you attain on this huge earth, on this great earth? You will attain the greatest status, that is attempting to be supplied. The greatest status of being the Lord. So on this huge earth, the great earth, you will attain, you will have the greatest position, the most exalted position of being the Lord of the world, Lord of this entire earth. And you will become the greatest emperor, the most exalted position you will attain. It means the most exalted position on this earth will be what? Having the status of being the Lord of the entire earth. He Nachiketaha Mahabhumau Tvam Yedhi. Mahabhumau Nachiketaha Tvam Yedhi. Which means there will not be another person who will be superior to you in this world. There will not be another person who will be superior to you on this earth. You will be the most superior. You will be the most exalted. You will be the emperor. You will be the Lord, the king of this earth. Okay. Then he says, Kamanam Kama Bhajam Tvam Karomi. See, Tva means Tvam. Tvam, Tva is equal to Tvam, Unnai. Tvam Karomi, Unnai Seigren. I make you. So we should make it a future tense verb. Tvam Karomi. Tva karomi is equal to tvam karomi, means I make you, which implies I shall make you. Kamabhak. Kamabhak is the nominative word. Kamabhajam is the nominative objective case form. Kamabhak means enjoyer, the experiencer of all pleasures. Kamanam kama bhajam aham tvam karomi. I shall make you. I will see that you will become the enjoyer of all forms of the best of pleasures in this world. Kamanam kama bhajam tvam karomi. I shall make you the enjoyer of the best of pleasures in this world. The best of objects of enjoyment in this world. Means you will not, there will be nothing you will miss in this world. You will have all forms of wealth. You enjoy all forms of pleasures. You will have everything. You will not be missing anything in this world. Anything you want to enjoy in this world, you will have it. Imagine, really Bhagavan comes and asks you like this. I want to give you a boon. Okay, thank you for that. We'll forget about jnana. And Nachiketas listens to all this. Kamanam kamabhajam karomi. I shall make you the enjoyer of all objects of enjoyment. of all pleasures in this world. So you will have all forms of artha, you will have all forms of pleasures. You will not miss anything in the world. But all this, as I promised, I will give you as a third boon if you do not choose to ask for the clarification of doubt. What happens to the person when he leaves the physical body? Means, instead of asking for self-knowledge, if you choose all this I promised as a third boon, I'm very happy to give you. Do you want? No, Lord Yama was anxious. Oh, he will say yes. Oh, I can really tempt him. But Nachiketas, no, I don't want all this. This is exactly what is implied here. So here, Lord Yama, in Upanishad, by way of making Lord Yama offering all these varieties of Arthakamas to Nachiketas, Upanishad really makes us understand, Upanishad makes us understand that you cannot choose two things as your absolute goals. I want Arthakama, I also want Jnanam. What, you can't have all the three as your ultimate goals, absolute end. Moksha must be the only absolute goal. Moksha is the ultimate goal, absolute end. And Jnanam itself is Moksha. You can aspire for Jnanam alone as the ultimate goal. You can ask for Arthakamas not as an ultimate goal, but as relative ends. You need Arthakamas. You can choose to ask for Arthakamas only for living this life as relative ends. You cannot choose Arthakamas also as your ultimate goals. No. Ultimate goal, absolute end must always be what? Only Jnanam, Moksha in the form of knowledge. Arthakamas are only relative ends. You can't, no, I want Artha, Kama, Moksha, Jnanam, everything I want. No, it's not possible. If we choose Jnanam as the ultimate goal, the Artha Kamas will become the relative ends. If we choose Artha Kamas as the absolute end, then Moksha is not in the picture. Okay. Then what will be the problem? You do not have Purushartha Nischayaha. You are not a person of Yavasayatmika Buddhihi. You are not a person of focused, single-pointed, minded. You cannot be a person of Purushartha Nischayaha. If you choose Arthakamas as the ultimate goals, absolute ends, then Moksha will not be in your picture. Dharma also will be difficult for Dharma also to be in the picture. Then you will not know the value of Jnanam. You will not know the value of Dharma. It may be very difficult for a person to even to live a life of Dharma without knowing the value of Jnanam. Therefore, it is not possible for a person to live one's life as a yogi. It cannot be ethical. If Moksha is not the ultimate goal, if Jnanam is not the ultimate goal, one will not be able to know the value of Jnanam. One will not be able to know the value of Dharma. Therefore, it may be difficult for a person to live a life of Dharma. So one will not be ethical. And without being ethical, even if a person is religious, he cannot be considered religious. He is neither spiritual. Of course, he is not at all spiritual. Therefore, you must be very clear what is your ultimate goal, absolute end, and what are the relative ends. If Purushartha Nischeha is there, if Moksha becomes the ultimate goal, Jnanam itself is the Moksha, that understanding is there, knowledge and Moksha being identical, it becomes very clear, then you will know, you will pursue Artha Kama in conformity with Dharma as relative ends for living this life. Then you are, you will be in the right track and your way of life will be proper, perfect, and you can enjoy relative peace throughout your life because of entertaining proper attitude towards everything in life. The life will be a beautiful, smooth life, the purposeful life. If that is not very clear, if we choose Artha Kamas as the ultimate goals, then not knowing the value of Dharma, not following Dharma, then naturally you will be a person of Avyavasayatmika Mahabuddhi. Means you will, then the life will not be a peaceful life, life will not be a purposeful life. So life will be life of restlessness, agitations, and pains. Therefore, Upanishad, by way of making Lord Yama promise all these things to Nachiketas, Upanishad actually makes us understand we must be very clear in our understanding what is our absolute end and what are the relative ends. Okay, therefore, now we know always Tattva Bodha onwards in Bhagavad Gita, in all our textbooks, we understand one important thing. Moksha and Jnanam are identical. Moksha is a choiceless, common human choiceless absolute goal. And this knowledge, for this knowledge, Shastram is the Pramanam. Even if Shastra Pramanam is there, teaching is available, still one must become adequately mature to become absolutely mature. If a person attains Jnanam, he will be a person of absolute maturity. In order to be a person of absolute maturity with Jnanam, one must become adequately, relatively mature. That relative maturity, emotional maturity, mental preparedness required for the attainment of Jnanam, in attaining which a person becomes absolutely mature, one has to definitely follow the way of life enjoined by the Shastram. And then Shastram emphasizes that Jnanam presupposes certain qualifications. Your person has still craving for simple, petty things, ordinary pleasures, it will not be possible for him to focus on Jnanam. It will not be possible for him to attain Jnanam. So the most important qualifications required for the attainment of Jnanam is what? First of all, mukshutvam. I want moksha. Moksha is my choiceless ultimate goal. That purushartha nischeha one must have. That is the first qualification. And for that moksha, if purushartha nischeha is there, moksha being the ultimate goal is very clear. And in the context, a person will know Jnanam being the only means of attaining moksha, then a person can become committed to the pursuit of Jnanam. And even if a person becomes, the commitment to the pursuit of Jnanam is possible only if a person has Vairagyam. dispassion towards all other things must be there. Everything else must be there. Only then total commitment to the pursuit of jnanam is possible. Total commitment to the pursuit of knowledge implies total passion for jnanam, presupposes the dispassion towards artha kama dharmas. I told you dispassion towards artha kama dharmas does not mean not pursuing them, but not being dependent on them for one's happiness and security. And the dispassion towards artha kama dharmas is possible only if a person has vivekaha, discriminative understanding of the limitations of all the material things and the benefit of the knowledge. The problem of discriminative understanding of the limitless nature of understanding of the limitations of everything in the world. So what is time bound? What is eternal? What is ephemeral? What is nityam? What is anityam? That discriminative understanding a person must have. Only then one can become dispassionate towards all time bound material ends. One can have total commitment to the pursuit of vijnanam. Therefore, vivekaha, vairagyam presupposes viveka. And viveka vairagyam presuppose what now? The value of course, moksha also. The desire for moksha. And Nachiketas has all these qualifications. Nachiketas thoughtfully asked for pacifying people around him, pacifying his father. For his own self, he asked for jnanam. He wanted jnanam. He presented his doubt differently, that's all. Actually, what he wanted was atma jnanam. And he proved that he had all qualifications. And even the Lord Yama promised all these things. Nachiketas, we're going to see what's going to happen in the next following verse mantras. What's going to be the response on the part of Nachiketas? We're going to see in the following mantras. But here, and Lord Yama tried his best to promise so many things, attractive gifts. But Nachiketas proved that how dispassionate he was towards all of them. We're going to see the following class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.